We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You know those awful face filters they had on Instagram? I did one once for the laugh, because it was, what Pokemon would you be?
Oh, all the ones that like start flipping.
Yeah, you definitely did a few. There was a load of them like, oh, what type of gay are you? Like,
but I think it's so funny when it's like, how old do you look? And then it's like, it just randomly selects a number and then people are like, yes! And like, they don't have the technology on Instagram to scan your face and like really give you an age. Like, they're just picking a number at random, babe.
Hey mammies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandmam
Season 3.
Are we shook?
What I am shook at is the quality of the sound that the listeners are getting into their ears right now.
Do you feel like you're listening to an ASMR channel? Because the quality coming from these mics
is crispy clear.
And the reason for that is, girlies, is because we're after signing to a production company.
Girlies, can you believe it? We're back with a bang.
Are we shook? We're not even doing this a year and we're doing it in a production company now in the gorgy podcast lounge in Factory Studios.
Factory Studios is actually stunning, and we're on the top floor. We've a gorgeous bay window area here, which is bringing in so
people
much natural light.
People are going to hate us. They're going to be like, who do these mugs think they are coming back with a production company?
But they kind of love it also, I feel.
Kind of love it.
And also, we haven't forgotten our roots at all. We're just kind of like stepping up. We're kind of elevating it. You know what I mean?
I just think the poor sound quality was sending everyone. They were like, one stage, someone was like, PJ, you need to turn down the music and Kevin's cackle because it's blown the eardrums off.
Oh my God. Like literally, sometimes when I was editing the podcast and I had to listen back to my own laugh, I was thinking, nah, this is the end. I can't do it anymore.
But don't worry, girls, because they're still the home comforts. They have the kettle, like, and we're definitely bringing the Barry's so we can have a cuppa still.
Oh, girls, it's not just the kettle they have. They have a gorgy kitchenette. I feel like we need to do, like, some kind of MTV Cribsy bits.
Oh, my God, we do. Oh, what we'll do, right, we'll do Welcome to the Studio MTV Cribs style video. And we could be like, this is where the magic happens as we, like, approach the mics.
I love it, and I'm going to be so toxic, and I'm going to be like Mariah Carey in her episode of Cribs, and I'm going to have an outfit change for all the different rooms. But honestly, guys, like, we'll obviously follow this with photos of the gaff.
Oh, yeah.
Just so you can get an idea of how stunning it is. I mean, even just the, like, the selection of furniture, it's so on brand for us because it's definitely like,
it's gay energy in here.
It's very gay energy, very bespoke, very high end.
There's a cactus in the corner. I love it.
We love a succulent.
But also, if you want to check it out and have a nose yourself, if you can't wait for the Cribs episode, you can go onto their website. It's factory.uk.com. It's not .co.uk now because they're being a bit toxic with the end of the website.
But that's factory.uk.com.
Kevin thinks he's a radio presenter now that we're in the studio, but that's factory.uk.com.
But the thing is, I know we're laughing. It has given me a new energy. Do you know what I mean? And I even loved, because I was leaving work at 2:30, and I loved telling everyone. Like, I wasn't in a rush. I had plenty of time to get here. But I was mad running around the gym telling everyone I had to rush off to the podcast lounge at Factory Studios. They were all shook because I never told any of them what it was about.
No, but lads, literally have a note of the website. It is gorgeous. And then you could even book in yourself, girl, if you're getting notions and want to start your own podcast.
Yeah, so we are sorry for leaving you in the depths of despair there for January. We know it was a bad move from us.
Oh, it was so rude. And like, January went on for about a million years. Like, I know usually people say January lasts forever, but last month was actually crazy.
I know, it was like a running joke there for a while, and people were saying, oh my god, like, January's still happening. But in that final week of January, I was like, we're still in January. I couldn't believe it. It was like a bad smell. It wouldn't leave us alone.
And it wasn't just that. They were throwing everything at us. Like, we were leaving the EU.
We left the EU. We're gone.
Like, I was up to 90. I was like, oh my god, do I have to leave?
No, we're still in.
Are we still here?
Well, we're Irish, so like, we can kind of always kind of...
We're doing best of both worlds, are we? We're pure Hannah Montana energy. Get the best of both worlds, chill it out, take it slow, then we rock out the show.
We're both.
We're verse when it comes to the Brexit.
Yeah, we're very verse when it comes to EU situations. But that happened.
Yeah, then there was the coronavirus.
The coronavirus is still happening.
Is it?
Oh my god, yeah, there's been over 600 deaths now from it. Yeah. But apparently people are saying it's only as bad as the flu. That the flu is worse. But
then Kevin, again, we can't, like, don't listen to Kevin. Like, he's not a medical doctor, lads.
No, doctors are saying this, that like, oh, it's only killing people whose immune systems are really run down and like,
I need
who
to
aren't.
See that study, man.
No, it's true. It's only like as harmful as the flu.
You don't know what to believe though when stories like this start breaking, because I remember back in Ireland when the foot and mouth disease broke.
Oh, can we not talk about the foot and mouth?
There was mammies running around the streets screaming like they were on fire. I remember having to walk through disinfectant, like it was like a daily thing. It was like, brush your teeth, walk through some disinfectant.
Oh my god, we had to get the ferry to France and they had to like...
Because of foot and mouth?
No, babe, because we were going on a canvas holiday.
Oh. I thought that you had to be like...
Evacuated
from the city. I was like, they didn't do that up the north side at all.
We were very affected down the south. No, we went on a family holiday to France, and because we got the ferry over, the cars had to be disinfected. We were inside in the car and we were nearly having a stroke because it was so extreme. They were like blasting water at the cars.
I bet your mum was weak though, was getting it clean. She was weak for herself that the car was getting a wash.
Just before the holiday. Pure notions.
The French are going to be shook, girls.
But yeah, it's pure like foot and mouth energy, isn't it, really?
I know. I saw a really funny meme the other day, and it was like the coronavirus coming to Ireland, and then it was a person running and the mammies with flat 7-up.
It was the Irish mammies with flat 7-up.
I think the cosmos has aligned today because... We're starting our podcast back for season 3 when Pussycat Dolls released their new bop.
And also when Philip Schofield comes out as gay.
Oh yeah, oh my god, that was the big news today.
3 of the gayest things to happen in 2020, and they've all happened on the same day.
What are the 3? Oh, where are the third
ones? Yeah, where's the third one? The 3 is the launch of season 3, babe. We're in there.
It.
That's
one,
a gay
two,
moment.
3, I don't need to play Britney, girls.
I mean, I've been listening to, there's been like a leaked sample of it online, but it meant that like I had to go onto a website on my phone every time I wanted to listen, and it's just really annoying, you know what I mean? So now that I actually have it on my Spotify and I can listen to it like that, I'm obsessed with it. Now, the hilarious thing is, there's been all this like hullabaloo about them starting back as the band, and again, it's only Nicole's voice we're hearing.
Oh, literally.
What's the story there?
I do miss Melody's riffs.
I feel like she is lacking from the group, but also it's still iconic. I mean, we're not looking to Pussycat Dolls for those vocals. We're looking for those catchy pop beats, and we're looking for the curry and the music videos. You know what I mean?
I hate catchy pop beats, by the way.
The bubblegum pop, babe.
The bubblegum pop.
PJ hates when I say bubblegum pop.
Every time we want to pick a song for anything, Kevin goes, we just need something like bubblegum pop. And I goes, what does that even mean?
Bubblegum pop, babe. Like, you're like catchy, like...
I don't know. Do I like the song?
No,
like,
babe.
I feel like I'm like... contracted to like it because I'm gay, right? Like, I feel like I have to. So I've been trying to like it, and I put on The Office earlier, just because, like, obviously they were waiting for me to play it because I'm the gay one who works in The Office. And I was, like, wasn't vibing it, and then it took me down, but then it took me up, and then there's a bit when the beat cuts out, and it's like, dum ba da bum ba da bum ba da boom, and then it drops, and then that's the bit I was living for.
I love when she says... masochistic. I feel like that's my new word. I feel like we need to start saying masochistic more.
Masochistic?
It's masochistic, isn't it?
Like a masochist? Like
yeah, a masochist. She says, like, call me masochistic. I think it's iconic.
I love it. Instead of toxic, instead of calling people toxic, yeah. You can play, oh my God, he's very masochistic. Oh no, it's too much on the tongue.
Is it?
Yeah, it's enough for me.
But I feel like I could say it more often. It is a bop.
My mam's after getting notions these days, and now she's doing Facebook stories.
I saw it.
So she put up this gorgeous story today of her wearing a hat. And I was like, what's happening? Lindsay sent it to me. She was like, your mam's after putting up a Facebook story, I'm dead. And then I taps it, so it's the same picture, but then all that pops up is like, prepared for Storm Catherine or whatever it is. But,
Storm Kira.
Yeah, so it just pops up, prepared for Storm Kira, and she's having the bends. And she didn't even know how to type it. It was all spelled wrong and everything. She was just trying to use her phone.
You sent it to me and... I felt the need to log into my Facebook for the first time in about 3 years just so I could compliment her on the pic.
I thought it was iconic. Number one, she took a selfie.
Iconic.
Number two, could upload it to Facebook. But the most iconic part of it is I commented and being like, iconic, and then she gave me a thumbs up, which she always does. And then my sister commented being like, go on, Newell's looking like a ride or whatever. And then she goes, I'm trying to make it my profile picture but can't. So she didn't even mean to put it up as a story. She meant to put it up as her profile pic. The one thing I would say that my mam definitely didn't forget that we were on a break from the podcast. She was like, you need to come back. I need my episodes on the Sunday.
Oh my God, my mam was the same, and she kept messaging me every week and was like, anyone need any advice?
Oh, that's
and
so
I was
cute.
Like, oh, well, we haven't really asked people because we're on a break. And she's like, oh, still. And I was like, yeah, I'll let you know, like, I'll just send you the questions if
that's
they do come
so
through.
That's so cute.
It is cute, isn't it?
Okay, so I think we need to get into the first theme of season 3.
I love saying season 3.
I just think 3 is a magic number, it really is.
And good things come in 3s, right?
Does that mean it's fucked for now? Anyway, the theme for this week is... Stupid Cupid.
Alexa, play When Love Takes Over by Kelly Rowland.
We love Kelly.
We love Kelly with the flicks.
When Love Takes Over, Blame Remix. By David Guetta featuring Kelly Rowland.
It's not even her own. It's not her own
on
song.
Amazon Music.
What's she saying?
It's complicated. Is this a David Guetta pop? And she's
it sounds like we're in a club.
Hey, bro.
Feels like I've waited so long for this. I wonder if
does it take ages to get to the chorus?
This is a remix, is it? Head on to one. Kind of loving.
I kind of love the remix,
so
but
good.
You'll be doing this in the spin class tomorrow.
Min over me.
Everybody.
Stop it if I
if
could.
You love somebody, hands in the air.
Oh no, I wanted the beat to kick in there.
I know it's going to drop in a second.
Can't deny.
We might just
over.
Cut to the chorus, we'll see.
This is better than the ridge.
5, 6, 7.
No, it's going to be a build.
Oh.
This is actually perfect spin, and I know you're mocking me.
Oh no,
oh,
kind of.
No.
Oh no, David. Alexa. Stop. Like, why did they just ruin that song?
What do we think of that verse? I'm not sure I like it.
Nah, there's remixing and then there's just fucking something up.
But also, it was a bop to begin with, so why would you mess with it?
I know. If
do
it
know
ain't broke,
I mean?
You know what I mean?
If it ain't broke, Kelly girl, why fix it?
If it ain't broke, don't remix it.
That's going on my new bio on my Instagram. Did you see she's performing at Birmingham Pride?
She's not.
She is.
Anyway, the theme for this week is Stupid Cupid, girlies.
I love it.
Yeah.
This episode is going to air the Sunday after Valentine's.
And we know you all loved up by that fucking dope Cupid baiting in the back with arrows. Is Cupid like...
Cupid is...
Is the Santa that to Jesus at Christmas.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Very that.
St. Valentine is Jesus, the Jesus of Valentine's Day. And then baby Cupid is the Santa, like the mythical one.
Yeah, but he was like the Greek god, wasn't he?
Oh, really?
So he's probably more real than like Santa and the Easter Bunny because like... Greek mythology is kind of like a
and
thing.
And then is his aunt Aphrodite, or what's the story?
Yeah, what's the story with Aphrodite and
Venus.
Athena?
Have a nice day, baby. It's FODG. Lady Gaga, what a bop.
Why was there not a music video released for Venus?
I feel robbed.
I felt so robbed.
But what's the story with a baby flying around the gaff and baiting you with arrows to make you fall in love with people?
It's kind of masochistic.
It's very violent.
It's kind of like, what episode was it of, was it Sabrina, where they had the Koopa going around pelting him with the arrows?
Pelting him with the arrows.
But I kind of loved it.
But I just don't understand, like, if someone hit me with an arrow, I wouldn't be falling in love, I'd just be getting angry.
Also, I feel like, is Valentine's just one of those holidays as well that's becoming less and less? Or are people, see, the thing is, like cue sad violin music, but I've never really like celebrated a Valentine's with someone because I've never been like properly dating someone. So
you are right.
I'm completely fine. I feel like I'm not missing out on anything, you know what I mean? Or is that the reason I have this perception of it in my head?
No, because I obviously have celebrated Valentine's loads, like not to rub it in your face.
Well, I've celebrated Valentine's
like,
loads
with Jose and like old people I've been with and stuff, but it was like, it's just a Hallmark holiday, like. It's just like, they just make it up so we spend loads of money in Feb when there's a lull in sales.
Would you say you're, like, a romantic?
I'm a romantic person, but I don't like Valentine's Day because it's forced romance, because I don't like being told what to do in general.
Yeah, I know.
I like to go my own way. Me and Jose's anniversary is the day after Valentine's Day.
Okay, so well, that's worked out well.
Yeah, so we just don't even celebrate Valentine's Day, really.
But is that by chance or because you love the idea of having your anniversary at Valentine's because it's really romantic?
No, he came
and because you get all the special offers on the weekend getaways.
No, it's just because he came to visit me on that weekend because we were like, when I was
on
in
Valentine's
London.
Oh,
which kind, looking back on it now, we were only dating like a few months and like he just came to visit me on Valentine's weekend. It was weird, but
over here,
yeah.
Oh,
but like the minute he came over, then I was like, I'm not asking him to get with me on Valentine's Day because that's just cringe.
Oh, so you did the day after.
And then the day after I was like, we've been my boyfriend.
So will you, you'll just get him things for your anniversary as opposed to like
we're just
getting
doing
stuff for Valentine's?
We're just doing a trip, girl. We're just going to New York.
I know that, and I don't want to talk about you going to New York because I'm kind of odd about
You're
it.
You're raging, yeah.
I know, I just kind of came out of nowhere and you kind of threw it into conversation very blasé. Like if I book New York and be like, oh my God, girls, I'm going to New York. You were like, yeah, I'm going to New York then with that day with Jose. And I was like, oh, you're going to New York.
But I was trying to downplay because I didn't want to rub it in your face.
No, you were trying to be nonchalant about things. I didn't like it. You were pure nonchalant, babe.
I wasn't
That's
nonchalant.
That's why I was annoyed. I'm obviously excited for you going away together and spending some quality time. But you just kind of...
true to my face.
Just work on your delivery, you know what I mean? I would say that. But like in previous Valentines, like what did you get up to? Not sexy bits, like what did you...
Literally,
like,
it's just not a thing with us. Like, but in other Valentines with other people, it was
this
more
is what
of
I
a
hear.
Thing. So I, when I was, like I used to love Valentines when I was growing up because like the gay man in me jumped out when I was still in the closet and like even like dating girls and stuff.
What, are you saying Valentines to fellas?
No. The game enemy jumped out as in like I made it the most extra day of the year.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you like send it to like you were sending Valentine's to lads in your class and then being like, who the fuck is this, Rob? And you skid in the corner.
No, I used to like,
with your gel pens.
No, I used to just go above and beyond. So like one day, like with my girlfriend, I made a package of all her favourite things, got my friend to drive me to her family home, put the package outside her door, rang her doorbell, ran away, went into the bushes. She came out and got the package and went back inside. And I was, and then another one.
What?
Yeah, I wrote her a poem.
But you were just watching her from the bushes. That's so
it
weird.
It sounds a bit like
that's
stalkery.
Very you energy. Girls, have we watched you on Netflix?
It sounds a bit like that, but isn't all Valentine's like that though? Very you energy. Like you write, like you write an anonymous card to someone saying that you like them and you always look at them, and then you sign it anonymous. It's practically a ransom note.
It's not a ransom note, there's a load of love hearts.
You cut out paper into weird shapes.
Well,
you write on
nobody
them.
Nobody does that, I don't think. It's just a card. It can just be a card.
Ones. You cut them out, you write on them, and then you sign anonymous, and they never find out, but you're always stalking them.
Well, you say that. I remember there's one Valentine's card I vividly remember because I didn't really get Valentine's cards at all.
Aww.
I'm trying to make myself out to be an officer, God help us.
Kevin,
it's
you're
not
a
that.
Catch. I don't know why everyone be running away.
No, but it's not even that. It's like, you know the way there was those people like whose mums and dads were writing them cards and it was
That's
pure
just weird.
And
I'm weird. Sorry, it's weird.
I do think that is weird as well. It's like, I remember like some of my friends come up to me and be like, oh my God, I got this Valentine's card. I'm like, first of all, the penmanship is stunning. It is no one who is in our age bracket wrote that. It was your mum or your dad.
It or smells a freaky like Jo Malone perfume. It's from your mum.
It smells like Caroline Herrera 212. It's definitely your mum. But you know what I mean? Or else it's like a freaky aunt or uncle, which is just even
That's
weirder.
That's even fucking weirder, yeah.
But one time... I got a card. This is going to sound so weird because I can actually recite the verse. And it was like a made up verse. And this was, I'm talking years ago.
What age?
I'd say I might have been 10 or 11.
Okay.
Maybe 12. And the thing is, it was from my sister's friend. And I'm not sure if she listens to the podcast. I'm not going to say her name. But she's definitely dying inside because I'm reading this. But anyway, the verse goes... I don't even have to like. I don't even have this written down anywhere. Like you're.
Yeah, you're just staring at me.
So this is the verse.
You know it off my heart. I'm dead. Go
I
on.
Feel like I'm hyping it up too much. It's not even that
just
much of a
it.
Verse, but it's. Go outside, look around, take a step, and you might find. Not me, of course. I'm further than that. Hope you like my brand new trap. Right.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And then I remember reading and being like, hope you like my... Because I was, first of all, weak for myself because it's my first Valentine's card ever.
But it sounds like she's going to fucking murder
it
you.
It sounded like she was going to, like, actually take me hostage. So I was like, hope you like my brand new trap. And also, actually, trap was spelled with an E. So it was like, first of all, I was like, hope you like my brand new drape. And then I was like, what the heck? But this wasn't at the time that
you
I
You were a monocle trying to decipher the code.
But I remember being like, what the heck? And I was up in a heap because I was like... And also, like, we came from a huge estate, so I was like, this could be anyone. And I didn't know who it was, and then in my head, I remember thinking, it could be from a boy, imagine if it's from a fella.
Aww.
But it wasn't, it's from my sister's friend, who is kind of not great at spelling. Now, also...
Also rhyming, it doesn't even rhyme. When you started doing it, I was ready for a limerick. I thought there was going to be...
No, she. So I was, if I was 11 or 12, she was only about... 8 or 9.
Okay.
She was younger than me.
I always remember when I... Did you ever give a Valentine's card?
Yeah. I don't think I ever gave one to a fella.
I never gave one to a fella, but I always kind of wanted to.
I wish I fucking did.
Me
I wish
too.
I could go back. If I could go back in time, forget like, you know, going back to rewrite history. I just go back and send a fella in my class that I fancied a Valentine's card. You know what I mean? Just to like, imagine that, me going to an all-boys school. Imagine the teacher being shocked. Imagine the boy's parents coming in being like, a boy in this class has given him this Valentine's. We don't know who it is. The school would be an uproar.
It would be iconic.
The Department of Education would be in the next week trying to suss it out.
The They'd Taoiseach be down.
You know
Did
what
you
I mean?
Ever send one at all?
Yeah. Because the thing is, my mum, once I used to send them after Valentine's Day, which is kind of weird, but my mum... So once Valentine's Day had happened, my mum would get the cards reduced.
I'm dead.
So she took
it. You did it.
What?
You took the reduced Valentine's cards.
Well, the people getting them didn't know I got them on a deal. It was anonymous.
But they got them later than the day.
Well, they could allow for postage and stuff. So I send them a verse, but always the cards were like really expensive, like stunning cards. So I'd say people are like, what the heck? Now, I can't really remember what girls I fancy that I'd be sending them to.
If you don't have a fella, like, who cares? Just have a Galentine's Day, girl.
Okay, right. I'm all for, like, getting with your friends, like, if you're single or, like, if your fella just broke up with you. But, like, I kind of hate Galentine's.
I love it then.
Do you?
You know I love showing the love in the friend group.
I love that, but do they have to call it Galentine's?
Well, they called it Palentine's for a while, which was sending me.
That sends me a bit.
I just hate...
Actually, I love Galentine's.
Galentine's is kind of like tacky good, you know?
Yeah.
It's like when you get nails with Demontes on them. Like, imagine me throwing a Galentine's brunch.
We should have thrown a Galentine's
I
brunch.
I know, we should have, but
I'm
in New York.
Now, but anyway. Amisha's in New York. See, pure nonchalant about it.
I think Galentine's is important, though, for people who aren't in relationships, because, like... Obviously, some people are, like, single and loving it, but some people are like, no, I want to be in a relationship, and now everyone's around me being all romantic, and everyone's posting the good
that
stuff
is,
on Instagram.
Yeah, that is...
And then they're at home being like, hello, darkness, my old friend.
Pure, that isn't it, really?
But, like, don't be sitting at home on your own, or do, if you want, like, self-love and all that, have a date with yourself.
Yeah, pure, like, do a face masky bit.
Oh, my God,
stuff.
Date yourself.
I love being by myself, I'm not going to lie, but I do get the whole, like, especially with Instagram blown up these... days like seeing
these
what
days babe it's 2020 Instagram's not a new thing
but you know what I mean like
everyone's post and don't be that bitch. I'm sorry, no, and I know my friends, some of my friends do it, who post a flat lay spread on their bed of all the stuff their fella got them and go, he spoiled me.
No, you can say he spoiled me. If you say the boy done good.
Oh, the boy done good.
Can we not say it?
Also, people who do that,
they are toxic.
And they usually end up breaking up in about 3 months anyway.
Yeah, if your fellas have to buy you a load of random shit like that and you're posting on your bed and saying the boy done good, there's first of all definitely issues in the relationship. He's definitely cheating on you. And no, sorry. The boy done good because he had to make up for it because the boy was doing bad prior to that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, like, would you say, like, in your relationship, like, I know you don't really celebrate, like, Valentine's and stuff, but would you say, are you romantic? Like, even though you've been dating for nearly, how many years? Nearly 4 years
now. It's
our
4-year anniversary on the 15th.
Like, 4 years. Like,
long distance as well.
Long distance and also, babe, gay years. That's worth, like, 50 gay years.
The 4 years has obviously been hard because we're long distance, but, like, we are still romantic because, like, we do nice things to each other. Like, we have our Skype dates, but then even when we meet up, we do, like, cute things to surprise each other. Like, if he has a show, if he's dancing in a show in Dublin, I'd like send him flowers, or like he'd like send me, like, before our live show, our first live show with the podcast, he sent me this, like, beautiful video message saying how proud he was of me and stuff like this, and it was lovely. Like, but any fella is going to be lucky when you get with him, because I feel like you're such a romantic.
Am I?
You were dating someone there for about a day and you showed up with flowers. Tell him that story.
No.
No, you have to.
No, because that's borderline cringe. And that is
no,
actually,
it was so beautiful.
No, it's borderline chaotic.
Do it.
No, it was... So basically, I had never been on a fourth date with someone ever. Oh. So then when there was, like, this guy... That was only last year. And it was so weird because it was around the time that we just started the podcast.
Oh, yeah, it
because
was.
I remember feeling very overwhelmed because this had just started. I just started a new job at the gym and I just started dating this guy and I was like, it's too much. Remember I sent you that chaotic voice note where I was on the toilet bowl but I was bawling crying because I was like, PJ, it's too much.
We're laughing about it now, but I was so worried about Kevin.
Because this is all was kind of happening once we'd recorded. It was either the first or second episode. You went home for a bit, so are you...
I was away somewhere.
You were away somewhere on one of your travel-y bits. And I was in London by myself for a week and I was literally like hit rock bottom. I was like, I can't cope at all. But like, it was all very like, it was just because it was all new to me. But this guy anyway, who I did really like, I suppose. And also he was handsome.
He was handsome,
wasn't he? But I'd never been on a fourth date. So then I was like, and it was my turn to plan the date. So I was like, oh my God, like I'm going to go all out, you know what I mean? As well, because I did really like him and he'd made a really good effort on the previous day.
Yeah.
So he had been home in whatever part of England he lived in. And
you're being so cryptic to not give away his identity.
I want to be really cryptic just in case he listens and like I don't want him to get too much of like an ego boost like making out that I speak from.
Yeah, you're not shit, bitch, if you're listening. You but, passed up a good thing with Kevin. Fuck you.
But he... basically, he was coming back to London and I knew that he was like coming into like Victoria Coach Station because he was like chatting to me and I was like, oh, what coach are you on?
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm due in at this time or whatever. So I actually went and surprised him with flowers. Now, it sounds outrageous, but I was like, at the time, I just got this idea in my head, and then I was like, oh no, it's perfect, right?
Yeah.
So then I just kind of went to it, and before I knew it, I was on the tube, and I was like, there's no turning back now. I had the flowers bought, so I was like, I'm going to have to do it. And then I remember when I saw him getting off the bus and he's walking towards me. I just saw the fright in his eyes and I was like, this was such a bad idea to do on a fourth date. Like, I'm meeting him like, it's like, oh, my husband's back from war. Me producing the flowers, you know what I mean? After 4 days, like, that's
you
actually
with
ridiculous.
A handkerchief swinging it in the air. Babe!
But literally, he was a bit shaking. He was like, oh my God. And also, he was raging because he was like, oh, I look rotten because I'm just after like a 4 hour coach journey. And like, when he said that, I was like, oh my God, I'd have been the same. Like, imagine me, because I don't really dress up for the coach trips. You know what I mean? Like, I'd have been wearing my comfy, so I'd have been mortified. But then I did something so stupid. I was like, oh, he was like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, it's obviously part of the, I was like, it's the date. And I said, this is the first part of it. Because I hadn't told him what we were doing. And I said, to find out what we're doing next or what you need to do next, I was making some clues. And he was like, what? And I was like, this sounds so outrageous. But I was like, you need to go into a place, like the coffee shop. And I said, and ask the baristas for your first clue.
And did you tell the barista?
No, see, the thing was, I thought I was being hilarious, so I wanted to, like, bring him back down to earth and be like, I'm also, like, really fun and, like, really, like, hilarious. So I just thought it'd be, like, a good prank.
You but, pranked?
So I was like, you need to go into that.
I never knew this part of the story.
Because it didn't go down well at all. Like, he was ready to, like, end things there and then. Because,
what happened? So he went into press?
So it's like, you need to go in there and ask them for the clue. And I was watching because it was all a glass window. So I saw him and I was, bearing in mind, like, I was outside, but I was in convulsions laughing. Like, I couldn't stop laughing. Like, I said to him, I was like, oh, just ask them for, I was like, they'll know when you say, oh, can I have my clue? So he went in and I just saw this really awkward, like, encounter happening and I couldn't stop laughing and he came out, but he didn't find it funny at all.
Oh, no.
He was just really odd and I think he was just kind of overwhelmed by everything that was happening. And then for me to go and do that, that was just such a stupid
move. Because obviously, like, he just gets off the bus, he sees you greeting him back from war with the flowers. And then he's like, then you're like, go get a clue. He goes in and then he does, your man's not giving him the clue. He's probably like, what the fuck is going on?
Because he came on, he's like, he doesn't know what I'm talking about. And I couldn't stop laughing, so he knew it was like a joke or whatever. But then anyway, I went home and then I went and met him and we went to a thing over here called So Far Sounds, which is basically...
That is gorgeous.
They're really nice, intimate gigs where you sign up for them and you don't find out the location till like the day before. Mm-hmm. And they're always in some like random...
Not a sponsor post, by the way.
But they're always in like some like... It could be in a randomer's house. They could be in like an old church. The one that we went to was like in a brewery. And it was actually really nice. You kind of bring your own like cushions and bring your own snacks and stuff.
You don't bring your own cushions?
You do, because in certain areas, like, there mightn't be seating. So they tell you to bring what you want. So I brought like a picnicky blanket and like cushions.
See, you're adorable.
And then it doesn't stop there, girlies. But then we came back to the gaff. You were away that weekend. Or
shock
on your travels, shock horror. And outside PJ's bedroom window, it opens out onto like this roof, so we can actually like sit out in the roof during the summer. And I set up.
It's not as glam as that. It's just like a flat roof. You're not supposed to go onto it, but we do.
Typically, we don't because it's usually hounded by stray cats.
Yeah,
and it's so scary. I had my ramen out there one night. Remember that when you made us ramen?
Yeah.
And I nearly got viciously attacked. But I'd set up like a kind of small kind of makeshift table and I had the record player going and I had Fleetwood Mac on and I had just like kind of like desserty bits. Looking back in the name, it probably does seem a bit crazy and it was like, oh my God, he's so extra. Also like fourth date. But I was like, I was kind of making a big deal out of it in my head because I like did like him and stuff.
That was,
you know,
so
I mean?
Lovely though. Like, imagine people talk about like what's your ideal date, and I think that's one of mine. Like some.
No, okay, bad the pretty bits.
The pretty bit, but I would find that hilarious.
See, that's the thing.
I'd come out and be like, "You're slow."
Yeah, that's the thing. I was kind of hoping it was good. Now, I did think he laughed afterwards, but I think it was because he wasn't expecting at all to see me with the flowers. So he was like so shook up, and he's going into this cafe with the flowers and stuff. So he was like, "What the heck?"
But then coming back, and you surprised him with the. Was it just like a lovely summer's evening and you were like having your dessert on the roof?
No, it was actually kind of, it was spring and it was kind of really cold. But it was really nice because, so I got like, I gave him like one of my jackets and stuff and we had like rugs, throws wrapped around us.
Guys who are listening to this podcast, what are you doing? Get sliding into Kevin's DMs.
Stop saying that, that makes me sound so desperado. There's no need for it.
Desperate, but like we would love, imagine if loads of them slid into your DMs and then you just have like a pick. It's pure Argos catalogue energy. You could just look through everyone.
Oh yeah, and then I'd already have their like Instagram handle, so I could already do my stalky bits.
It would make
my stalky
bits. If you're sliding in, make sure your profile is not on private, so that Kevin can have a stalk. Because I don't want to do that thing where you screenshot the profile when they're on private and zoom into their profile picture.
I don't want to be doing that kind of an effort at all, really.
Okay, so we need to talk about love languages in this episode, because you know I'm obsessed.
With what?
Babe, you know what love languages are. So the first one is words of affirmation.
Right.
And that's like, you look incredible, giving compliments and shit. The second one is acts of service, which means like, actions speak louder than words, which is totes me like.
Okay.
Then another one is receiving gifts, which I think is hilarious. But it's like, it's not materialistic. It's like, if I was like coming home, it is kind of, but like if I was coming home and I like was like, oh, I bought you a protein bar today,
okay,
you'd be like, oh, I feel loved because of that.
I don't think that's protein yours. Bar.
But that was relating it to you, because Kevin will eat anything that says protein on it. Then quality time is one, so like, okay, no televisions, no distractions, you, it's just you and me, that's how, when I'm feeling loved, when you're giving me your full attention and your time. And then the last one's physical touch, for all you nasty hoes out there.
So, but the thing is, I feel like nobody's just
one.
Like, one category specific.
Will I tell you mine?
Can I say which ones I think you are?
Yeah.
I think you are the one, someone actually giving you their time.
So, quality time.
Fourth one.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm being actively present and in the moment, and actually, because as well, I was looking at those and thinking, with your relationship with Jose, like, what ones can he actively give you?
Yeah.
Like, on a daily basis. It can't really be the last one, because you're not touching each other through the camera phone. You know what I mean? Unless you are, and I don't want to hear about it. Like, he probably can't be cooking you dinners and stuff, or doing those bits. Like, your relationship isn't, like, built upon, like, you sending him gifts or him sending you gifts.
Yeah, but it's not, but, like, it's not about what is ideal for your relationship. The love language is what you just feel. So like,
that's what I'm saying. So I would have thought that yours is about, because you do those dates and you stay on like Skype to him for like hours on end. I would have said it was that, but I know from your reaction it's not.
No, it's a bit of that. I do think a quality time comes into it.
Yeah.
But I think my main ones, like two main ones, are physical touch, which is obviously hard when I'm not in
And
that's when, and no, but knowing that was my love language made me be more like, I know that I'm like not feeling love because he can't give me a hug, but like, I'll get a hug off him soon, so it's grand. But then,
so do I need to hug you more?
I would love a few hugs off you more.
You don't actually give that off, that energy that you want that from me.
Oh really? I do love hugs.
But are we just talking hugs, or do you want me to touch your bummy bits?
No, because you're not my fella, babe.
I know.
That'd be like your sister grabbing your ass.
Stop saying that. You just made it really weird saying my sister.
It would. But and then the other one,
we smacked your bummy bits.
No.
Okay, go on.
Then the other two are, I'm a mix as well of acts of service and words of affirmation, because I do like when I'm told I'm pretty. And then I do like when people just go,
we're all a toxic Libra at heart.
But I'd be like, I love when, like, someone would just be like, oh, I know you wanted me to do that, so I did it. Or I know you like when this is done this way, so I did it this way.
Okay, cool, amazing.
Or I'm not really, quality time, like, not like a bit, but not really. Like,
I know, of course it comes into every relationship.
Nothing, I don't really.
Yeah, I don't really. If someone wants to buy me fucking gifts, by all means, like, send them my way.
But I wouldn't be like, if someone bought me presents, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, thank you so much.
I would
say thank you, but I wouldn't be, it's not the way I feel their love.
Of course, yeah. So what one would you say I am?
I think you are,
come on,
I'm trying to think.
I thought you were the love language expert.
I am, but I think your acts of service.
Yeah.
I think you're a bit of words of affirmation.
I think I'm primarily acts of service, because I remember even growing up, and this isn't just come down to the fact that I was like obsessed with cleaning, but like if my mom was at like work at the weekends or whatever, I know that when she came home, I loved the idea of like having the house clean for her, so she'd come home and
that's
be able
so
to like
lovely.
You know what I mean, or something like that, or even in that whole like act of like making your mom a cup of tea or something like that. Like when I come home and if you've cooked me a dinner or something like that, like that's like the best thing ever for me, you know what I mean?
But have you ever felt like you've come close to love? Like, have you ever loved anyone? Have you loved and have lost? Doom, doom, doom.
I don't know. I don't think so. Like, not love. Like, I've definitely been like...
Oh, I've liked guys. Very deep there.
No,
so
but
sorry.
I don't... No, see, that's the thing. So it's hard for me to say, really, because, like, I've definitely felt like... Like strongly for people in the past, but mm-hmm. because it never went that far, I don't think that, like, I could call it love. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you never told someone you loved them or anything?
No. Well, actually, I did tell someone by accident, but I didn't really love them. So I have a habit, like, when I'm on the phone, I'm pure Irish mammy, so I'd be like, "Go on, bye, 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 yeah, love you, bye, love." And I did that to a fella before, and he was up in an awful heap, and I didn't even think about it. And he messaged me afterwards, and was like, "What was at the end of that call?" And I was like. Or like, I have to go, like, I'm getting on the tube. And he was like, "No, you said I love you." And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. You know what I mean? Like, I don't love you, babe.
Oh, no.
But, like, I think the closest... I don't know if it was love, again.
You're up to 90, babe.
I'm up to 90 because it's so weird talking about it. But before, I'm, you know, from holidays.
Oh, from holidays.
And he's definitely not listening. And I don't even know what he's up to in the world.
Babe, he doesn't even speak English.
He didn't at the time. I feel like he's definitely learned.
To come and surprise you and win you back.
I don't know. I would love that.
Basically, Kevin had this whirlwind holiday romance. I wasn't on the holidays, so I only know it through Kevin, but it sounds iconic. Give us like the Cliff Notes version.
Cliff Notes version. We went to Maspalomas in Gran Canaria, I think was in summer of 2016. Cut to me like dancing with a... like Spanish friend, and I was like, "Oh my god," because he's pure handsome. I was like,
"Oh, he's handsome, girls."
I was like, "Are you a model?" And he was like, didn't have a word of like English, didn't know what I was saying. And I was like, "Modelo." It's like Modelo or whatever. But then he had a friend who could kind of like translate for us in kind of broken English. Also, I think his friend is Juan has listened to one of the episodes.
But also, this is turning into a rom-com and we need to sell it to Netflix. Go on.
But anyway, I ended up dancing with him for the night, kind of half fell in love with him. And, like, I like took his number and stuff. And then the next day he was like, "Oh, I'd love to see you again." Presumably, again, his friend had, like, helped him or whatever. But they came up to see us another night. I was locked. I'd, at this point already, after meeting for one night, I was so head over heels with him. Like, I couldn't believe it. I'd, like, messaged my mum when I was locked, like, that night. I was like, "Mum, I'm after falling in love." Bearing in mind, this was, like... day two or three. I'd message my mum and was like, "Mum, I'm after falling in love with a boy on the island. His name's..." He's from the capital. He's from Las Palmas. I'm going, because he was talking about like me meeting his mum and stuff.
I'm dead.
It all happened very quick, but it all does when you're on halls. I can understand now how the people in Love Island like feel, actually. But like we went on like a day, we went for a meal, and then like one day we all went to the beach together. But I remember like it was a day after we'd been drinking. I was so hungover. He looked so stunning, like the body of like a Spanish god, and he was like lying on the beach in his like, and they all wore skimpies.
Oh, in his briefs.
In his briefs. I was going around with my Penny's shorts with like some funky logo. Like some bananas or watermelons or some shit.
And he's wearing these sexy Speedos.
Oh, Olympic diver. Like he was getting ready to represent.
Well, how could you not fall for that?
Exactly. So...
all the girls listening to this are being sent. They're like, "Yuck."
No, it was divine. I was on the beach. I could barely... bearing in mind then, like, he wanted to go for a swim. I was so hungover. I was like... and it was bearing in mind also, we're on holidays. It's roasting hot. I was practically like... I was definitely suffering from heat stroke. And, like, he wanted to go for a swim. I, like, jumped in the water. Like, I looked like a drowned rat. He looked like, honestly, like one of those, like, shampoo ads.
Jean-Paul Gaultier ads or something. You know,
but exactly that type of energy. Anyway, we're mad, like, weak for each other. And then afterwards, on the last day when we'd gone to the beach, he like showered in mine afterwards in our apartment, and he left like his underwear there. Not his underwear, sorry, ma'am. His no, he left his Speedos there.
Yeah.
And when I got back to Ireland, like we were still texting and stuff, I had I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna send his Speedos back to him." I like contemplated being really weird and keeping them and like as a souvenir, them. But I was not smelling them. Anyway, I sent him back with like other like cutie bits, like with like Irish bits, you know what I mean?
Like
so back to Ireland, like I think there was some like Irish chocolate, like a key ring saying like
"I love you forever,"
just stuff like that. Just like a really nice.
Send him tatoes. Did you send him a
pack
of tatoes?
No, I didn't send him tatoes. But like sent him that, and then he sent me this like gorgeous letter back.
Is this not a rom com from Netflix, lads?
And with the letter, first of all, it was so cute because the. It was so broken, the English, and you could tell it like it was all like copy and pasted from like Google Translate, but it was
aww.
So cute. But like kept chanting for ages, but then it was just like it went on for ages, and we like he lived in Gran Canaria. It was never going to happen. And I was a poor student. You know
what
I mean?
But do you think that's the closest you ever came to loving someone? Do you think if you stayed there, you would have fallen in love with him?
It was the most probably excited I felt about something. And I was like, if I'm getting on this well with him and he doesn't have a word of English, I was like, imagine if
maybe
we could
actually
communicate.
Though.
That's also the flip side of it. I'm like,
what if the translator was actually the one in love with you and he was just saying, why are we still here? And the translator was like, I love you forever and always. Well, I'm all loved up. I'm lovesick, girl. Cough, cough, achoo. She got the love bug.
Cough, cough, achoo, I'm lovesick. I'm screaming. Oh my God, yeah. That's the thing, like, I know we were just shitting on Valentine's, but actually, it's kind of nice. Actually, any time of the year when you show someone a bit of love.
Yeah, and if you're not going to love yourself, how can you love anybody?
No. I forbid it.
I love RuPaul.
Actually, no, that's true. Yeah, do. Love yourself first. It's all about self-love, isn't it?
Yeah, because you can't give anybody... You can't pour from an empty cup.
Yeah, or you can't light a candle, isn't it?
No, you can't.
Lit.
You can... No, it's, if you light a candle, you don't lose anything. So, like, you should support each other.
Okay, but you have to be lighting first.
Before you light the other one.
Before you light the other one. So make sure your flame is burning bright before you go about burning the other candles. We're going off on tangents.
Yeah, and also we say the best news to last.
What is it?
Baby.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
We still have to announce that. That's why I was wondering why you were like rushing me.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Girls, do you want to announce it?
Oh, no, you do it.
We say the best news to last is something that you've all been waiting for and you've all been plaguing us since kind of... Since we started, really.
Yeah, well, it's because we promised.
And we promised it also. We tried it initially and it never worked. But now, 2020, as well as being the year of the visual, it's also the year of the weekly episodes.
We're going weekly, bitch!
Of I'm Grandma!
Are you weak? Because we're weekly!
Babe! We can now say we are W-E-A-K-L-Y. We're weekly!
I love weekly.
Week for weekly. Get it trending. Hashtag weekly.
Well, we're trying, so stay with us.
Oh my God, like I'm panicking in case we can't deliver, but also at the same time, we're determined, we're going to make it happen.
Yeah, we're making it happen, we're doing the weekly, and Factory Studios are going to help us do it, so let's get this
exactly.
going.
Exactly, we're going to get it going. Also, someone said to me before, one thing that all successful people have in common is they're all busy.
Really?
Yeah, they're all busy.
Well, I must be very successful, so... Anyway, hope you don't get sick of us because we're going to be in your air every Sunday.
Yeah, also, if you're allergic to us being weekly and you're like, oh, once every fortnight was enough, just save it. And then, so when we eventually do stop them on the 12th of never, you still have like a backlog of all these episodes that you can listen to. So we don't want to hear any moaning.
Yeah, only positive feedback.
Only positive feedback, please. Thank you.
I think let's just leave it there.
I think we can wrap it up, can we, girlies?
We can.
Episode 21. Done.
21's done.
21's done, hon.
Can't wait.
It's done, diggy, 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 done, done, done. Babes, it's been a pleasure. We love chatting to you. We love that we're back.
I'm buzzing that I'm back.
It feels so good, doesn't it? It just feels... And you know what? It's this space has just given me a new energy.
Oh, at least a life, girlies.
But remember, girlies, we're still the same Kevin and PJ. We're still the same boys. We're still the same girls from I'm Grandmam. You know who we are. We're not going to lose sight of it.
We just got notions and then we're in the studio.
And we're in the studio. We love you to bits.
Thanks so much for listening. We missed you.
Love you loads. Take care. Goodbye and God bless. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Love you. Happy Valentine's. Bye. Go on. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Bye.
Bye.